American phrases. You've likely heard these bewildering utterances leave the mouths of your American acquaintances, but that doesn't make them any less perplexing. I feel like if an American wants to soften a direct statement, they might front-load it with this fluffy, passive-aggressive pronouncement. Whatever it is they really mean to say has had its edges rounded off and now sounds like something someone would say in couples therapy. I feel like you're being manipulative right now. I could care less. This monstrous idiom, where the opposite is in fact true, continues to perplex Brits. Would it be so hard or inefficient, America, to add an unt onto your gratingly misleading could? Two little letters plus a teeny tiny apostrophe would improve our opinion of anyone uttering this phrase immeasurably. Oftentimes. Oftentimes, I wonder what times is doing in this sentence. What's it for exactly? Often, on its own, tells us everything we need to know. Perhaps the people who say it think it makes them sound quaint, melodious, or smart. Newsflash, no it does not. Get it out of my sight, America. My bad. Your bad what? English? You do the math. Let's get something straight. Math is not the name of that subject with the numbers taught mostly by gentlemen who wear corduroy trousers. That would be maths. I'm not sure what math is. Possibly an annoying way to shorten the name Matthew? So no, since you ask, I will not do it. I'm going to visit with. So, you're not just visiting someone, you're visiting with them? Did this person somehow accompany you to visit themselves? Thought not. Different than. No, no, no. And furthermore, no. This goes way beyond baffling, and its utterance makes me, and I suspect many other Brits, want to funnel tile grout into our ears. It's different from people. Write me. Here's one that's actually missing a word. You mean write to me. Surely. Actually, I don't think an American person has ever deployed this phrase to demand correspondence from me. But if they do, I'm going to reply with one word. Me. Yeah, that'll learn.